السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها. صدق الله العظيم. Ulama ikram, most respected brothers, we were discussing Surah Zilzal last week, and I mentioned that one of the reasons for discussing this surah is that it is recited in the Salat by the Imams in Maghrib Salat, Isha Salat, and other Salat. We also read it in our Salat. So if we know the meanings of a few surahs, then it will make it easier for concentration, that our minds begin to drift very easily this way and that way. Sometimes in the business, it's gone sometimes to the football ground, it's gone sometimes to the film which we just saw and came. So to keep the mind concentrated, since we do not have that kind of iman and that kind of yaqeen and that kind of muhabbat for Allah Ta'ala, that we can imagine that we are standing in the presence of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala when we are reading our salat, when we are performing our salat. So then at least the concentration over these surahs or the meanings will keep us concentrated. So we discussed half of this surah, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا, when the earth will be shaken to its maximum convulsion. That means whatever we may understand as the maximum shake-up, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will shake up the earth to that level. And if Allah Ta'ala is going to do the shake-up, or is going to order it to be shaken up to that extent, then we can imagine that there is going to be nothing surviving after that. So this is a surah which the Sahaba-e-Kiram Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, when they recited, it brought tears to their eyes. It shook up their hearts. It shook up the hearts of the people who were believers, true believers in Allah Ta'ala. We recite the same surah and nothing happens. Not even a frown comes on our forehead. No stirring of our hearts. No sincere repentance or tawbah comes after the recitation of this surah. Whereas it is a description that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is giving, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا, when the earth will be shaken up to its maximum convulsion. We discussed that to some extent. وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا, and the earth will throw out its burdens. This also explained that one meaning is that all those people who died from the time of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam until the day of Qiyamah, the earth will throw them out. They will grow from the earth. Now this again may have been difficult for people to understand in those days. These days it is not difficult for us to understand all these concepts. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will tell them to, will order the earth, it will throw out, and the people will just get up from the ground, like how grass grows or trees grow. If Allah Ta'ala could have given man, if Allah Ta'ala could have created man for the first time, then it is not difficult for him to bring to life again. I've discussed that also. So the earth will throw out its burdens. And the other meaning is that all the gold and silver and all the uranium, and in these days we will say the liquid gold, the oil wells which we know of, and every other thing that we know is under the earth, which is of value, which is precious. The diamonds come from the earth, the silver comes from the earth, the gold comes from the earth, all our wealth comes from the earth. So it will throw out all that burden of it. It will come out like pillars of gold and silver. And people will look at that and say, is this what we were really fighting and arguing over? That the person was even prepared to murder his father for the sake of that wealth. The person was prepared to take his wife's life just so that he may get an insurance policy. Was this what we were arguing and fighting over? How many deaths have occurred just for this wealth? All the fights that is taking place in the world, major part of it is for nothing else but wealth. This American attack which is on Afghanistan, whatever they may say, but we know that behind the whole operation is nothing but that gas and all the other precious metals which are in the Afghanistan soil. What was the war between Kuwait and Iraq for? It was for nothing else except for the oil that was there. What was the war between Iran and Iraq for? Nothing else except for the oil that was there. All these wars and everything that is taking place is for nothing but that which is under the earth, which we know is precious and valuable in terms of, in monetary terms. So the earth will throw all that out and people will look at it and they will say, was this what we committed murder for? Was this what we broke our relationship with family members for? Was this what we stole for? So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, he will throw his burden out. And then we discussed all that also to some extent. And then after that Allah ta'ala says that the earth will give its tidings. The earth will state what this person did on my surface. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, be careful on the surface of the earth because it is your mother. And this earth, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he questioned the sahaba ikram ridwanullah alayhi majma'in, that what does it mean when it says, wa akhrajatil ardu athqalaha wa qala al insanu malaha yawma idhin tuhaddisu akhbaraha wa qala al insanu malaha. That means people will say that in surprise, they will say that what has happened to this earth? Why is it behaving in this manner? Why is it that it is throwing all its burdens out? And then وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَالَهَا يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُحَدِّسُ وَأَخْبَارَهَا. That day when it will give its tidings, the earth will say everything. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked the sahaba ikram ridwanul alayhi majmain that, do you know what this means? They said, Allahu wa rasuluhu alam. Allah and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam know best. So he said, the earth will testify to all the actions that the people committed on the surface of the earth. Now again, in these times, it is not difficult for us to understand this concept. The tape recorders are recording. What is the tape recorder? That little tape, it is recording. Our computers are recording. The receiver of revenue is sitting somewhere else and he's got a computer, and they say that he's got his tentacles into everybody's bank account and in everybody's home and everybody's purchases. So many things are being recorded in this world. And on what it is being recorded? On metal, on strips. That is what it is being recorded on. So if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala can give man that kind of intelligence to record all these things, then what is it difficult for him that on the day of Qiyamah, he orders the earth that now you say and bear witness and testimony to everything that the person did. Therefore we must immediately make tawbah, as I mentioned last week. When we commit some sin, then don't delay. Don't say that I will make tawbah someday. Not today, someday. That someday may never come. The tawfiq of tawbah may be snatched away. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives a chance, he gives a long rope, but then someday the tawfiq of tawbah is also taken away and the person comes sliding right down. How many people we have noticed like that? So the earth will bear testimony that this person on my surface, he committed this zina, he stole on this particular place, certain day, certain time, certain area, certain place, he committed this crime, this crime, this crime. Everything will be recorded. Unless that person made sincere tawbah, then Allah Ta'ala even makes his angels forget what sins he committed. Allah Ta'ala is so merciful, so kind, so forgiving and so loving, that if that person makes sincere tawbah, that means if he stole, then he makes sure that that property is returned to the rightful owner. If he usurped the property of some orphans or widows or anything of that kind, then 100 hajj also will not make that maaf. The person will have to make sure that he returns that. But that is the sincere tawbah when he is making, Allah Ta'ala will make him maaf and even make the angels forget. It will be wiped out from his book of deeds also. The earth will also have no record of that. But if that person does not make sincere tawbah, then it is going to bear testimony. It's going to give evidence on the day of Qiyamah. And why will it behave like this? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَالَهَا. The ba here, according to the mufassireen, is ba sababiyya, meaning the reason for this. What is the cause? Why is the earth behaving in this manner? Because it will be inspired to do so by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that today you must shake and you must throw out all your burden and you must bear testimony and give evidence against each and every person that committed crime and sin on your surface. So this will be the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and the earth will be doing nothing but fulfilling that hukam of Allah ta'ala. One brother asked me that last week you mentioned some poetry at the end of the program, at the end of the talk, but it was not translated and I don't understand any Urdu. I said, in that poetry which I heard in my childhood days, the person says, or the poet says, that jaisi karni vaisi bharni na maane to karke dekh, جیسی کرنی ویسی بھرنی، نہ مانے تو کر کے دیکھ، جنت بھی ہے دوزخ بھی ہے، نہ مانے تو مر کے دیکھ. Whatever you are going to do
on the surface of this earth, that is what you will get in return. In fact, if we have to say that that is a translation in poetry form of فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ, then we will not be wrong. That it is a, no, we won't say a translation but a meaning. That whatever you are going to do on the surface of this earth, you will get that in return. The person who digs a hole for another person, then he will one day fall into some hole. The person who is out to always criticize, mock, tease, laugh, ridicule others, then one day he will also be laughed at, ridiculed, mocked and teased. The person who is always harming others, one day he will fall in the same kind of trap. Abu Jahl, on one occasion, he had a small trench-like thing dug up and he kept his bed on the other side and he pretended that he is sick. And he sent a message to Rasulullah, knowing that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has got such akhlaq that although I am his enemy, but he will come to visit me if I am sick. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was coming, and Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam informed him that don't go there because this person has just dug a hole there and he just filled it with straw. So that when you walk, you will fall in there, and then after that he is going to have you hurt or injured or even killed. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam turned back. So this Abu Jahl, who was lying on the bed, now he saw that that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is returning. So he jumped up and he forgot that he had dug the hole there himself. So he fell into the hole. And after that, who it was again that pulled him out from there? It was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That was the akhlaq of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam. But we are being told that whatever you are going to do, you will get in return. Jannat bhi hai, dozakh bhi hai. Na maane to mar ke dekh. There is the jannat also, there is dozakh also. And if you don't believe in that, then die and see whether there is jannat or dozakh or not. He says, if you don't believe in it, then die. When you die, after that you will see there is jannat and there is dozakh. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he says that the earth will give its tidings. Whatever the person has done on the surface of the earth, we cannot escape the sight of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The reason why there's so much of fraud and there's so much of crime is that we do not have this kind of yaqeen. Even the believers don't have this kind of yaqeen that Allah Ta'ala is watching every movement of his, and that there is going to be a jannat and dozakh, that this person is going to answer for all his doings. His own hands, his own feet, his own eyes, his own ears, and his own tongue will bear testimony to whatever he has been doing on this earth. And that there is a day of judgment. If you escape the sight of the police or the sight of the family or the sight of the friends, or the sight of one sheikh and the sight of one's ustads, then you haven't escaped the sight of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is Allah ta'ala's kindness and mercy that he gives us a chance that perhaps this person will make tawbah and return. Allah ta'ala wants to forgive, therefore he gives the person a chance. But when the person becomes persistent, then one day he gets trapped in his sins, and then total humiliation, suffering and disgrace comes upon that person. And then he blames Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but he must blame himself for it. Allah ta'ala gave him enough chance. Therefore, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, one person was arrested. And that person said that I did not commit this, that I committed this sin for the first time. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, it is not Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's habit that the first time you commit a sin, straight away you get caught. It is not Allah ta'ala's habit. Allah ta'ala gives you a chance to make tawbah, generally. But when the person becomes persistent, he says, well, Allah ta'ala didn't do anything last time, this time. So therefore, what does it matter if I go again one more time into that same haram? Then one day the bubble will burst. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is forgiving, is merciful. But he says on the day of Qiyamah, وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّسُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيُرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُمْ. On that day when people will be sorted out into groups, I'm giving an explanation, people will be sorted out into groups. One group will go towards Jannat, one group will go towards Jahannam. The people who will be forgiven, or they have passed the test, or Allah Ta'ala out of His mercy and kindness has forgiven them, then they will head for Jannat. And the other group will head for Jahannam, or for the fire of hell. And then on that day what will happen? يَوْمَئِذِي يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيُرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُمْ فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. Whosoever will do an atom of good, he will see that good. Allah Ta'ala has recorded it such a way that it will remain recorded until the day of Qiyamah. And that person will see that good. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, don't even consider a little good as insignificant. So much so that even if it is a smile on the face of your brother when you are talking to him, any Muslim brother, then even that smile, do not consider that insignificant. Even that is going to be rewarded, and you will see it in your book of deeds on the day of Qiyamah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, sahabas, they thought when those certain ayats were revealed, there's no time to go into details, that if you give a little bit of charity, then it might not get on the day of Qiyamah the reward of that. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that even if the person gives, of course there must be sincerity, he says it is to show that even if it is an insignificant amount, it will bring the rewards. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says even if the person gives half a date, but he gives it with sincerity and with ikhlas, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes it in his hand. Now Allah Ta'ala doesn't have a hand like ours. It is to bring it to our level of understanding. That Allah Ta'ala takes it in his hand. And the hand of Allah Ta'ala, that means the Qudrat of Allah. And it will grow. Allah Ta'ala cause it to grow. Until that small date, Kajur, grows and grows until it becomes like the mountain of Uhud. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, it is just like how you take a calf and you rear it and you nurture it until it grows up. After that we know into a huge big cow or an ox. So whatever atom of good the person has done, he will see it on the day of Qiyamah. And an atom of evil that the person has done, if he has not made tawbah from it, then he will see it on the day of Qiyamah with his own eyes. And Allah Ta'ala does not only keep things for the akhirat. Because we are weak and we are human beings and we want everything cash. Lots of places now they say cash today, credit tomorrow. So Allah Ta'ala also gives cash in this world also. After a little bit of test, I will conclude on one beautiful incident which has just come to mind, that when the person has got taqwa and he's got that fear of Allah and he does not want to do anything for which he will have to regret on the day of Qiyamah, then see how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala even rewards that person in this world. Hazrat Abdul Maulana Abdul Baqi rahmatullah alayh, a very great wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But these people, when they were starving also, they did not expose and tell the people that we are starving. They kept making dua to Allah ta'ala and they kept trying to find some means. And Allah Ta'ala then opened the doors. So he went for Hajj. And after Hajj, those days it was not easy to even travel and go up till there. It was not easy to just receive money from home or anything of that kind. What little money he had saved, he took and went for Hajj. Now due to some reason he was delayed. And that money that he had all expired and finished. And then the days came now of starvation. He used to just survive on the water of Zamzam. And a few dates that he could manage. But that was his food. Just then, returning from the Haram Sharif one day, he saw one very, very beautiful necklace that had fallen on the ground. A packet had been found, and in that packet was this very beautiful necklace. It seemed to be a very, very expensive one. Precious diamonds were on that necklace. So he picked it up. Now the person who is starving, at that time, what thought will come into his mind? And not only that, he is poor also, which means that he had a legitimate reason. He had a good reason if he wished to. Or there was a masla in his favor, that he was very poor. At that time he was starving. So he could have sold that necklace and he could have enjoyed and had a good time. But he said, no, I'm going to search for the owner of this necklace because it's a very expensive one. So he looked around and he could find nobody. So he kept it with him. But still he continued with his khajur and with his zamzam. But he did not tell anybody that this is his condition, that he does not have any money with him to return home. It so happened that he heard an announcement that whosoever has found this type of necklace, then the person will be given 10,000 dirhams. Now 10,000 dirhams of that time must be a couple hundred thousand riyals of today. So he said 10,000 dirhams. So when he heard this, he went downstairs and he looked for this person and he said that, where did you lose it? Where did you drop it? And described the necklace. So he gave the complete description. So he took it and he gave it to him. He asked, what is your name? He said, it's not necessary to tell you my name. He said, what about your 10,000 dirhams? Just wait, come with me, I give you the 10,000 dirhams. He said, Jazakallah. He turned round and he walked away. And he disappeared in the crowd and he was not seen anymore. Now this person got very baffled. That here is a person that found such an expensive and a valuable necklace. And he could have taken it and he could have sold it and he could have enjoyed the wealth. But he did not do that. And when he found it also, he's got no sense, or he's got no pride in his heart, or he hasn't got any kind of motivation behind it. He's got no matlab behind it. He's sincere and full of ikhlas, that he does not even want to give me his name. And the 10,000 dirham also he did not wait for, because he believed that this was an amanat that was found of somebody on the way. And I must not look for a payment on the return of a person's amana. This was the kind of akhlaq that they had. You and I would have said, no, 10,000 is too little. Such an expensive one, you will sell it couple 100,000 and you want me to pay, give me just 10,000. You give me half of it at least. That is what we should have said. But he believed that this was an amanat of a person and it was lost. And this person is giving that 10,000 dirhams because he believes that the person will only return it if I have to give him something in return. So therefore this person, look at the ikhlas that they had. That was the reason why Islam spread those days, with that ikhlas. That kind of akhlaq they had. So the person didn't even give his name, he did not even give any details, and he went away. After some time, he was able to get a boat to return home, but Allah Ta'ala is doing that that boat also met up with a crash, and the boat began to sink. When the boat began to sink, he got hold of some plank, and he somehow made his way to the shore of one small village. Allah Ta'ala makes that kind of intizam that he reached this village. When he reached this village also, he did not tell them any detail, any story of what had happened and where he had come from and what was his condition. All he said is that this is what happened, that we were on the boat, we were heading for home, and they met with a disaster, and somehow I and a few friends of mine, we made it to this village. So in that village, there was a masjid there. So in that masjid, he started cleaning the masjid, and he didn't say it was beyond his dignity now to clean masjid. That cleaning of masjid is only for some muazzin of the masjid, or somebody that is not of such a high caliber. He considered it as a pleasure and as a great ibadat that he is getting the opportunity of cleaning the masjid, and he started namaz there and started reading his Quran Sharif. And then they put him forward on the musalla. They saw his recitation also is very good. When they started speaking to him, they found that this person is not any ordinary person. He looks like a great alim. So they said, we want to make you the imam of our masjid. He said, Alhamdulillah, I don't mind. And they made him the imam of the masjid. He stayed there for some time. Then they said that we had an imam here and he passed away. And that imam, before he passed away, then he told us that I've got a daughter and I want to get my daughter married. If there is any good person, then I want to get my daughter married. But that imam passed away before that. So if you are interested, then we can ask you to marry his daughter. So he said, well, I must look at her, because that is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said, that if the person wants to marry, then he must have one look at the woman, so that he does not regret later who he married. So this is the thing, that I have to look at her. So they arranged for him to see her. When he went to see her, he was not concerned about her face, he was not concerned about anything else. His eye was on a necklace that was around her neck. So the Musalli who had taken him along, or whoever the relatives were, they were very surprised that this Maulana Sahab is not interested in anything else, he's only looking at the necklace. So is it more after the wealth, or is it after the woman? What does he want? So in any case, they asked him that, what is the surprise look on your face? Then he said, no, where did she get this necklace from? He said, this necklace belonged to her father, and the father was in Hajj, and he dropped the necklace somewhere, and some person picked it up. And that person was so honest and so truthful and so trustworthy that he did not even give his name, although my father was prepared to give, or although her father was prepared to give him 10,000 dirhams. So this is that necklace that came, and he used to always say that if only I can find that man, then it will be a pleasure for me to give my daughter to him in marriage. In any case, then he got married to her. The whole story was known, that this is how that necklace came to her. They had two children, one son and one daughter. After some time, the wife passed away. Then the daughter passed away. So whatever belonged came to the son, because the son was now the total heir. He received that necklace and everything now. Then after some time, the son passed away. So he got the necklace also. Now he used to sell gems from there, and he used to donate towards the madrasa and the masjid, and he was spending for the poor and the needy and the orphans and whoever were in that village. Now, because he was a waliullah, his heart was not attached to all that. So he was spending now freely on all those causes. Now look from where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brought him. He got the woman in marriage to, he got the necklace to, and he became an imam of that masjid. And Allah ta'ala gave him so much that now he started spending on others. So this is what we mean, that if the person is doing a deed, any kind of deed, he will get his rewards. Leave the rewards of the akhirat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives that person rewards in this world. Try it out. Make sincere tawbah from all sins and earn nothing but halal. And let nothing go down the system except halal. and then raise your hands and ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and then see if He does not provide from sources unknown. We will not have to go door to door to beg. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make the intizam for us. His treasures are unlimited. And the person who will give also will consider it an honor that the person is accepting his gift. Otherwise, he will not be even bothered about it. This is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's system. So, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. Whatever atom of good that the person will do, he will definitely see it. And an atom of evil also, if he does, he is definitely going to see it. If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives life and another opportunity, inshallah we will continue. But we should take this lesson that whatever good or bad we do, we will be shown the rewards of that. We will see either that will take the person to Jannat or to Jahannam. And we should make a lot of dua again for all our brothers and sisters in Palestine, Kashmir, Chechnya, Bosnia, and especially Afghanistan. We should not give up on duas. Like, see, here too there was a disaster first. There was a ship that began to sink. This person was poverty stricken. He had no food, and he somehow managed to get to the village. And look after that, how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's assistance and help came. So we should not be disappointed. Allah ta'ala can cause the enemies to be defeated even today, if only we create within us the spirit of the Sahabas in the battle of Badr. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.